Robert Mays was on the Athletic Football Show. He mentioned Za'Darius Smith, and there was a word in there that was maybe a spicy word for Anthony Lima, and it kind of stuck out to him. Let's hear Robert Mays from the Athletic Football Show last Wednesday. Hit it.
There's a reason that everybody who was paying attention to the league over the last month or so wanted this to happen, especially after the Aiden Hutchinson injury. I think it makes tons of sense for where the Lions are. Obviously makes sense for where the Browns are as they hit a soft reset heading into next season.
Soft reset was something that it bothered you or stuck out to you or what?
Well, it's interesting, the term, because Robert Mays is pretty plugged in, I think. And when Robert Mays is talking about the Browns, absolutely I pay attention because I know that he has pretty good relationship with the organization. When he said soft reset, I was like, yeah, that's something I probably could understand Andrew Berry and company saying, because they're certainly not going to ownership and saying we need to tear this down to the studs, because then I think at that point I think Jimmy would be like, well, why am I keeping you? What's the point? If we're tearing this down now and we're in the prime of Myles Garrett, we've got other guys starting to fall out of their prime, like, well, what do I need you here for? What's the point? Why would I want to see you? Why would I want to have you and company oversee all this? So just the term reset, I think, is very interesting. Something me and you are going to have to use and cozy up
soft
to.
Reset.
And try to find out from leadership, like, what that means. What does that mean? Because I think a soft reset, I could make the argument that that is very risky.
Tell me, make the argument that it's risky.
Because I think that is a, we're going to have one foot in on this and one foot out. And that is something that when teams try to do that, that starts that kind of curve downwards over time. It means we're not going to tank. We're not going to be really bad for a year and then get right back up and try to get draft picks for 1 or 2 years and make a splash. We are going to try to ride this out. And teams that often try to ride that out, that begins the descent, which can take 4 years until you realize, oh, God, we got to just tear it down.
You have to ask yourself this question, because I think that to that level, you're right, Anthony, that fans, if you're going to be bad, you want it to mean something. You know, this is why we do. This is why people follow Tankathon. This is why we did what we did back in 2016 and 17 and everything like that. They want it to mean something. So if you're bad, like if you're bad next year, it's like, okay, well, we can go out and get Arch Manning, or we can go out and whatever. Like, you want it to be worth your time. I don't want my time wasted. However, I have to look at it and go, do you know in your heart of hearts, or are you just mad? Do you know in your heart of hearts that this is a bad football team? They're 2-7. Do you know that the pieces on this team are bad? Everybody else needs to ask themselves that, because you are at a fork in the road right now. And you can go one of two directions. You can either try to quote-unquote save this thing, which would be, all right, we can go get a rookie, or we can get a veteran quarterback. I don't think you're bringing back Deshaun Watson because you got to sell tickets, but that's another discussion for another day, and there are going to be plenty of days to do that. Or do you want to say, hey, you know what, these guys aren't good, Kenny. We got to move on from a lot of these guys, and let's get going on. Or you can also look at it and say, well, not just that, but these guys, maybe they were good, they're not good anymore, we got a little long in the tooth here, and now we have to be able to cut bait on that. So these are questions that you have to ask each other. There's two questions on one side, the one on the other. You got to figure out which route you want to take. Do you want a clean break with all of this? Or do you believe that this can be salvaged? Because there's part of me, I have to tell you, I cannot believe that a team, this wasn't some rotting from within, everything's on the surface type of football team. Joe Flacco did well last year. They still had to win with talent. They still had to win with teamwork. They still were able to do that. Okay, why aren't they able to do that this year? Why is MJ Emerson all of a sudden falling apart for a lot of folks? You know, why Denzel Ward has always had a history with injuries
Emerson's
there.
Statistically, somebody broke it down, is I think he was dead last in starting quarters this year.
It's been a rough year, obviously, for MJ. How did that happen? You know, why is that the case with that? Looking at the defensive line, looking at the linebackers, all right, is this something that we could work with here? Can Isaiah McGuire by the end of and that's grasping for straws, a fourth-round pick, but I got to be honest. Is Isaiah McGuire a guy who could play alongside the other end of Myles Garrett? Is Myles Garrett long for this area? Because remember, Joel Corey had written last week from CBS, it's more likely he gets an extension here than gets traded. So you have to make, I mean, people went from 2 weeks ago, all right, can we get a first rounder? Can we get two first rounders? To now, Joel Corey's like, no, it's more likely that he would be extended. So now I think fans need to make that decision. What do they believe that this team more is? Because I cannot believe all of a sudden they just turned into a pumpkin. Something stinks. Something has led them in a bad decision. I mean, bad direction. I've had my theories about it that I've bandied about all throughout this year. I think that the offense is confused. I think that the processing of the offense is confused. I don't know who ordered the code red about the offense. I have my suspicions, as do you. But I feel very, very agitated about taking a good football team and just putting it in a position to step through a bunch of landmines. So can this thing be salvaged?
Well,
what level could it be salvaged to as well?
Here's the thing, though. We're going to go into next year, and the quarterback thing is obviously going to be the elephant in the room, and it's going to be what we're all paying attention to. But talent-wise, I don't think anybody's going to be saying next year going into the season, maybe this is better. Maybe we should get off the, we're the most talented team in the NFL. There are people that said it going into this year. I didn't think we were nearly as talented as we were going into the season before. And part of that was because Nick Chubb wasn't healthy. And you knew you weren't going to start the year with Nick Chubb being healthy. Last year, you're going into the year going, we've got the best running back in the league. Yeah. Well, now we're not going to be saying that probably ever again. So given that and the fact that Wyatt Teller's age, Joel Bitonio's age, do you expect both of those guys to be back here next year? Probably not, right?
I expect one of those guys to be back. Wyatt Teller's only 29, I think. So
Conklin and our tackle situation, we're not going to be going into next year saying we got the best offensive line in football. That's clear.
No.
So you've already got two major positions. Wide receiver, my guess is they're going to be looking for, I don't think they're going to be happy going into next year saying Jerry Jeudy's your number one, right? Because already now you are at a deficit when it comes to wide receivers compared to the other teams
in
the league.
But again, what are you going to do?
That's another position group. So you hear me. It's building. Martin Emerson, I just said, statistically, the worst starting corner in the NFL. Okay, that's another position group now you're worried about. And you've got Newsom. Is Newsom going to be on this team next year?
Well, it can't all be.
I'm working through
it. But Anthony, even if I look at it,
the larger point is we're not saying this is a top talented team in the NFL.
So you believe that this is a full blown rebuild, not a reset?
Well, I'm saying that they are trying to straddle that line where they're like, we're loaded with talent. It's like, I don't know that you're loaded with talent anymore. You do not have the young talent that the other teams in the league, that the teams that are really excited
loaded
about
with talent.
Their talent. We are not there going into the next season loaded the way we talent. Have in the last 4 years. We've said it for four straight years. We're not going to be saying it for five.
No, I'm not going to say that. But again, but you are also a person who has told me several times here over the last month that rebuilds don't need to take 5 years. Mm. Don't need to
totally
take
agree.
Technically eight
totally
years
agree.
The way it is.
You just have to decide when your rebuild is. And if they're punting, if they're saying, we are going to kick that can a full year down the road, I'm telling you, that descent starts. It seems like it has started. And if you are oblivious to it or you're delusional about it, it just extends that window of the descent.
So, but
should they speed up that descent is really the question.
All right.
I think it's almost riskier to do what they're going to try to pull off because I think they're going to try to save jobs. And when you try to do that, you just prolong the inevitable.
Well, then it's going to be up to the owner to pull the ripcord on the thing right. And figure out what they're supposed to do. 216-474-0092, do you believe that this is a reset or do you believe that this is a rebuild? I think they have no choice but to try to reset. Considering the contracts that they have, you could try to liquidate all
so
you
can. So
what
does that mean when you say considering the contracts? Because I've seen
You got guys here that even if you were to cut them, you'd have dead cap for many years. So it's like, well, I might as well let the guy play. Like when it comes to Myles Garrett, like you bring up Myles Garrett. Okay, well, Myles Garrett would still have a significant cap hit, according to what Daryl tells me. You know, Amari Cooper, I guess you're still going to be paying on that bill for a couple of years. So if I have those guys, and Amari Cooper's gone, if I have Myles, all right, let's see what we can rework a contract here, and let's see if we can get him an extension. He seems to like it here. So can he be a high-level player here for the next couple of years? I imagine so. We will get a law of diminishing returns at some point here. But already he has, sneakily, because the Browns have been so bad, still been one of the best defensive ends in the NFL. That's not just me saying it. That is Robert Mays and all the other ones saying it. Bill Barnwell and so. So do I have to rebuild it? I don't know if I have a choice to rebuild it. Because
when you're talking about high-priced veterans playing on bad football teams, what does that do? It invariably it gets in the way of younger talented players.
But if I don't
of course,
have,
we've wondered, do the Browns have a slew of young talented players?
And that
they have not drafted well.
And that is the question, because we haven't been able to draft too terribly well because we haven't had the picks, because we gave up three of the first rounders for a quarterback that's a derelict on the field. So I can't make that use of it. So it comes down to, again, whether or not you have trust in Andrew Berry. Because I'm telling you right now, you could let go of Andrew Berry. If you were an incoming general manager could go, oh, hold on. Do we need to get rid of all these guys? I know we're used to every GM coming here and trying to reinvent the wheel, but do we need to get rid of all these players? Or, hey, there's some players that we are going to have to separate from. Or are there players that we are going to be able to work with over time?
So I think an incoming GM, the first thing they do is get rid of the high-priced veterans to get draft picks. They would want the stabs at the draft.
But is it going to be worth it considering the hits that I'm going to take against my cap? Because I have to get my own clock started here. That's why, again, I still feel that you were going to take a quarterback for a multitude of reasons in the first round. So it's not going to be done in this coming year, but do I get closer to the end of the contracts with some of these other people? Do I naturally be able to get myself back out of arrears when it comes to my draft picks? Can I draft well, and then can I do this without having to go 2-15? Can I do this after this year? Can I do this without having to have a succession of terrible seasons like we've had in the past? I think, and it's tough, I think they can. But I think they've already proven already that a rebuild is almost in every way is just as difficult.